How you doing?
Good.
How
you
how
doing?
doing?
How you doing?
Good.
Michelle, when you first partnered with Drew 7 years ago, what did you sense at that stage of his career you could do to help elevate his ascension?
Well, I think the first step was when we were able to sign him. You know, it started with the rehab process for Drew. So that first spring of 06, you know, we went through the mini camps and the OTAs, and he was able to take snaps and be in the huddle. He just wasn't able to throw at that point. You know, he was coming off the surgery. And it wasn't until training camp that he began kind of a pitch count, if you will. And I would say, just as we were coming out of the preseason, you know, you began to see the velocity that you saw maybe on film with San Diego. But at that point, it was the thing we've always tried to do, not just with the quarterback, but just try to constantly evolve as to what are the things that our players do well. And we progressed with him. There's certain things he's very comfortable with. His role certainly has changed in the last 7 years, just from a quarterback, whether it's under center, shotgun, certain type of plays at the line of scrimmage, you know, things that he may impact in regards to what play we're in. But all that being said, there's this competitive nature he has, along with his skill set, along with, you know, all the things that the real special ones have that go into it. And his preparation, all of those things have been outstanding.
Sean, when Aaron Cromer had to run things for a while last year, I know he stressed that, you know, that he was saying the same things that you had been saying, but how different were you guys personality-wise, and is there was it a different voice, even though it might have been saying the same things?
Well, I know Aaron very well. We coached together in college at Miami of Ohio, and then I tried to hire him when I first got here. I wasn't able to, and I was finally able to get him out of Tampa Bay. And so, you know, number one, the situation a year ago is so unprecedented or uniquely different. It's hard to even make any comparisons. It's a tough spot, especially in light of the fact that there was another suspension that involved Joe Vitt. I mean, you go on and on. So the thing Aaron brought to us, though, was real good, consistent play up front. He developed our linemen. You know, he was a part of us winning a Super Bowl as our offensive line coach and someone that was real passionate about the game. And, you know, this is one of those weeks where, you know, there's a handful of players and coaches, but coaches specifically Aaron and Mark that I've had a chance to work with and know and have good friendships with.
Coach, the Bears defense has had its ups and downs, but it's always able to force those turnovers and get turnovers in a lot of different ways. Do you do things differently on a weekly basis when you're going up against a team like that? Do you point that out a lot, or is that just innate kind of stuff?
No, I think that you have to point it out, and it's not by accident. I would say that, you know, obviously we've struggled going up to Chicago, and we played them three times up there. In every one of those games, the turnover ratio has mattered. They lead the league right now with their takeaways. And after four games, 12 forced fumbles is a very high number. You know, and obviously Charles Tillman has been outstanding in that area, but their defense as a whole, you can tell they work very hard or coach very hard in regards to the takeaways. They believe in it, and it shows up on film. And so that has to be something that we do a good job with. And it certainly is a point of emphasis.
Sean, what types of opportunities do you see anytime you face a defense that plays with two high safeties, opportunities in the run game specifically?
Well, the last couple of weeks, we've kind of seen some under defensive fronts. This week, Chicago plays some under front, but they also, you know, play an over defense. And the challenge is just handling the movements. You know, they do a very good job of getting on the edge of your offensive linemen. So, you know, it just you kind of go back to certain type of schemes that you prefer versus maybe a different defense that we played in week one or week two. I think the one thing that stands out is it's one thing to play the scheme, but they play it well, very well. They know it. You know, guys like Lance Briggs and a number of these players have been involved in it and have a great understanding of the nuances that go into it.
Sean, the decision that you guys made to go from a 4-3 to a 3-4 and to target a coach who could coach that and preach that, what went into that decision? And any reason is the new, all these pass-happy offenses, just what into your decision to make that change?
Well, to your first question, it really just revolved around looking at our current team and then trying to find a way where we could maybe improve our size, our strength. I think there are certain weeks where we line up and we play a team that's in an odd front. There are certain challenges that become problematic for us. Now, that being said, every one of those teams will play an even front on passing situations or by their choice, whether they try to mirror your personnel or whether they substitute themselves by down and distance. But it just, I had a gut instinct that was something I wanted to do, I felt like we needed to do. And now we had some injuries during the early part of training camp where we've had to kind of mix things up with regards to how much base we're in or how much 3-4 we're in versus some other looks.
As you're studying Cutler this week in a new offense, new head coach, overhauled offensive line, what stands out to you after a month?
Well, number one, they've been very opportunistic. They've done a great job in taking turnovers that defense has created and converting them into points. Number two, they've been very good early and very good late. So you've got a handful of threats that make it challenging. You have a good running game. Matt Forte is certainly an excellent back in our league. Martellus Bennett has brought him a presence at tight end. And then the threat outside, a guy like Brandon Marshall's come up and made some big plays for him, but it's not just one player. So I think when you see Jay, he's doing a very good job of understanding what they're wanting to do offensively. And the number one thing for the quarterback is understanding what wins. And they're doing a great job of that. They have good balance and really present a number of challenges.
How does that stand out, that whole concept of understanding what wins as it relates to what Jay's doing?
Well, when you watch him with his decisions, when you watch him in the passing game, you know, you see someone who's very, very good with managing the game. It's hard to make comparisons. I just see a player now who's really, as a quarterback, your first job is to win, and they've done that.
Sean, from your experience with him, what did the Bears gain when they signed Jermaine Bushrod?
Well, they've got an extremely, extremely dedicated player. He's very talented. He's a very hard worker. He's very intelligent. So when you have a player like that, you know exactly what you're getting every Sunday. And there's a lot of value to that. He came in, the first time he had to play for us was during training camp. We had an injury to Jamal Brown at left tackle. We were scrimmaging the Texans, and from that day forward, he'd been the left tackle here. He's been involved in a lot of wins and a lot of our success, and he's also a personality, you know, you miss. You know, he just had a way about him of coming to work and doing his job on a very consistent basis.
Sean, on game day, within a game, what's your philosophy for delegating sort of communication responsibilities to Joe Lombardi, and what do you want him to do with Drew within the confines of the game itself?
Say that again?
Within a game, what is your philosophy in sort of delegating responsibilities communication-wise between Joe Lombardi and Drew, and what do you hope that exchange is like as the game goes on?
Well, Joe being upstairs is on the offensive line along with Pete Carmichael, who's down, and the rest of our offensive coaches, Brett Ingles, Terry Malone, Henry Ellert. And so each one has different roles. Joe's someone that you know, kind of handles hash mark, where we're at down in distance. It's very organized. You know, Pete does a great job of just having an overall grasp as to what we've seen on the sideline picture-wise, what the quarterback's seen and liked. Pete's been here since our first year in 06, where he initially was the quarterback coach and then moved to an offensive coordinator. And I think, you know, having that consistency with guys like Pete, like Joe, is helped.
Anything else, guys?
Hey, John.
Hey, Coach.
See you Sunday.